When you think of raccoons, you may think of cute little creatures, or maybe your neighborhood pest. But where do they live? Are they social? How smart are they? The University of Wyoming Raccoon Project is setting out to answer those questions. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard rode along with the team of scientists on one of their recent trapping days.
It's a dark and damp Sunday morning in Laramie, and University of Wyoming Raccoon Project team members are climbing out of a big truck on the south end of town. Undergrad Emily Davis speaks into a video camera to document the day's work.
It's 5:40 on August 21st, and we're trapping Davis Trap 1.
The three women walk up to a fence where a trap is hidden beneath brush and planks. Inside is what they've been hoping for, a big, fat, bandit-eyed raccoon.
I don't see any ear tags, which would be obviously an identifiable marker for us that we had caught it before. It's kind of big.
He's their first trapped raccoon this morning, and by the time the sun comes up, they will have walked through fields, jumped over creeks, and of course, frequented the library dumpsters to retrieve 6 trapped raccoons. They will also release accidentally trapped skunks, a mink, and one very unhappy cat. All of this is done in the name of science. The project is looking to reveal more about the nocturnal creatures. Project director Sarah Benson Amram studies animal social behavior and intelligence.
I was really intrigued by the possibility of studying raccoons because they're anecdotally thought to be quite clever, but there's actually very little experimental work that's been done on raccoons, so scientifically we don't actually know that much about their intelligence.
Scientists do know raccoons are successful in a lot of habitats. Their range is expanding. They often live in urban areas, and Benson Amram says they tend to be an invasive species.
So all of these things point to the fact that they're likely to be potentially quite smart, but we need to really study that to know for sure.
And so in 2015, UW students working on the project began setting up trail cams and capturing raccoons. Lauren Stanton is a PhD student on the project. She says a compelling reason to conduct the project in Laramie is that this population could be particularly interesting.
There actually has been some evidence that shows that animals that live in harsher environments, as well as animals that occupy high elevations, actually have advanced cognitive abilities than even members of the same species living at lower elevations or in more mild environments.
To test that theory, they need to get their hands on a few of these high-elevation animals first. So, once the team has gathered the 6 trapped raccoons this morning, they take them to the Red Buttes Research Facility, a few miles south of town. They bring all the traps inside, and one at a time, they sedate the animals so they can be examined and collared. They start with the first one they trapped that day. Team member Rachel Finelli checks him over for markings and injuries.
And then, yeah, the chip on the left and right upper in canine. If we want to take a picture of that.
The team weighs the animal, takes some blood, and then Finelli snips off some of his whiskers.
So we take whisker samples because this allows us to do stable isotope analyses with it, and we're able to determine what they're actually eating.
And there are other ways to figure out what they're eating too, like fecal samples.
This guy's eating some berries. Taking a fecal sample and they're whole berries in the species, so I can feel there's like more inside of there.
While the team gets a radio collar ready, some of the other raccoons waiting to be processed start making a fuss. PhD student Lauren Stanton says these raccoons might be stressed.
I mean, I think it's just a little contact call, you know, they're calling out to see where their butts are.
Back in the examination room, the raccoon is fitted with a tracking device. One of the reasons they do this is to see which animals can solve puzzle boxes. Puzzle boxes are pretty much what they sound like, a big box with a piece of food inside, and raccoons have to figure out how to get it open. If a previously captured individual solves the box, that information is recorded. Stanton says the young raccoons that are fussing right now have a mom who has solved a puzzle box in her yard. And now she's teaching her kits to solve it too.
Mom knows how to do it. At least 2 of the kits know how to do it. So I want to figure out which ones they are. So when they disperse and we run studies in the future, we'll know who are the
the initial problem solvers.
To date, the team has captured 68 raccoons and fitted 21 with collars. Stanton says that's a good start.
It's very exciting. It's all, you know, this past year has really built up, you know, kind of this foundation about the raccoons in Laramie, and now we're going to start kind of tapping into their intelligence and see, you know, what they're capable of.
And Stanton says seeing what the animals are capable of also depends on information from the public. Summer trapping may be over, but the team encourages Laramie residents to report raccoon sightings and behavior to the project at wyobio.org. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.